Well, welcome everybody to Cowie Squares and our Cowie podcast. And it is my absolute pleasure this month to interview one of my near and dearest friends, Terry McDougall. And I'm going to introduce you now to Terry, a chartered financial divorce specialist with over 25 years of experience in the banking and wealth management fields. Terry McDougall provides a much more detailed and focused approach to addressing needs related to a separation than that of a traditional financial advisor. As a CFDS trained specifically in the financial aspects of divorce, Terry becomes an integral part of your divorce teams. And I know she know Terry very well, and she's extremely passionate about what she does. And I'm so happy to have you here today. Terry, welcome.
Thanks, Claudine.
Okay, so we call the segment A Sensible Divorce is Possible. So tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Well, as you said, I'm a chartered financial divorce specialist. I basically do all things financial for divorce. I help people deal with all the financial complications that entails.
Okay, wonderful. And tell me a little bit about your designation in divorce. What made you go down that path to get that?
I was working as a financial planner. I was one of the first investment and retirement planners at RBC, and I covered the Muskoka Parry Sound territory. I lived in Bracebridge at the time, and through my networking, I got to know accountants and lawyers, and I started getting referrals from them saying that they had had women who had received a large equalization payment, and they'd never dealt with money before. So I would put an investment strategy together for them and do some planning for them, some retirement and financial planning, just to show them that they were going to be okay financially. They were a bit shell-shocked after going through the whole divorce process, and then they were very grateful. I found it very interesting work and very, very satisfying myself. So I investigated whether there was a designation in divorce, and there was. So the Academy of Financial Divorce Specialists runs this program, the Chartered Financial Divorce Specialist. You have to be a financial planner or an accountant to take the designation.
Right. Okay. So that's amazing that you've gone down that road to do this. So for those that are listening today or watching today that don't understand sort of quite what you do, tell us a little bit about the difference between your services and those of a family lawyer.
Okay, I do not provide legal advice.
Okay.
So a lawyer will tell clients what their entitlements are in the process, you know, what they're legally entitled to, and
Right.
they will complete a financial statement. And then you'll come to an agreement, you'll sign the agreement, and off you go with an equalization payment or the need to pay support. And that's kind of it. And you're like, okay, well, what do I do from here? So
Right.
I work very much in team-based approaches. Usually clients are jointly retain me, and that allows the spouses to split my fees. But I also, in addition to doing the financial statement, I get to know their financial situation intimately. So I can make recommendations along the way. I can identify gaps. I will then introduce them to people. I may introduce them to a mortgage broker or an insurance broker to put a policy in place if they have to pay support, or I will introduce them to somebody who can provide a benefit plan because they might have lost that from their spouses, or introduce them to an investment advisor who I think will get they'll personally mesh, but also has the type of service, whether it's more investment focus or more planning focus. So I do, you know, I add a lot of value to what you know, the next phase of their life. I always want to make sure that they've got everything in place to move on.
So it sounds like when someone hires you, they kind of get like a one-stop shop. You know who to refer for different pieces, and that's amazing, right? That you can actually provide that service. So I love that. Okay, so you've been through this. I went through a divorce, and I wish I'd have known you and Robin as well. Gosh, Robin Yak, who's not here today, works very closely as a realtor with divorced and separated people, and I really wish I'd have known you back when I was going through my messy divorce. So tell us, how can someone ensure that they have a sensible divorce? So something that's collaborative. What advice would you give? What advice would you give?
Most people, and me as well, went through a bit of a messy divorce. It depends on the personality that you're dealing with, but traditionally, people think it's a fight. There's a winner and a loser, and the what we call alternative dispute resolutions, like the collaborative process or mediation, they take that fight out of there. The parties are the ones working hard to come to a resolution. In the collaborative process, you actually sign a participation agreement to say that you're going to work hard to come to a resolution. We will not go to court, and you will have respectful communication with everybody on your team.
Wow, amazing. I love it. I really love it. And I think that to me it sounds much more straightforward to have you involved in the process versus trying to figure it all out on your own. So let's talk a little bit about the benefits, some of the advantages of having that collaborative approach. What are some of the few key things that, if you were talking to an upcoming client, or we could refer someone to you, what are the benefits of that?
When you look at what's involved in separating, there's emotional issues, there's legal issues, and there are financial issues. So we like to say you hire the right person for the right job. And those in the collaborative community know what the role is of a financial neutral or a family neutral. And it keeps costs down. I charge less than a lawyer, and the clients split my fees. And same thing goes with a family professional who will help with the emotions or the scripting of telling the children or help with the parenting plans, things like this. So we take a lot of work off of the lawyer's plate so that they can concentrate on the legal aspects of doing that. It also saves time too. Instead of having two financial statements done, one by each party or each lawyer's offices, I do a joint statement. And, so many people would have joint bank accounts, joint investment accounts, joint property. So it simplifies the process. One person might be more financially savvy, and they are the ones collecting all the disclosure for me. And then I can spend more time helping the other person improve their financial knowledge so that they understand things in the process. Comes with a bit more handholding usually for one
Right.
person than the other. Yeah.
So it sounds also too that you would save a bit of money because lawyers' fees are expensive,
Great.
right? So
Yeah.
that sounds great. So anything else?
I've done many files. Sorry to
Sorry.
interrupt.
No, please go ahead.
Many files where I might have charged a client $6,000 or $8,000 before and done most of the work before they sit with their lawyer, and then the lawyer draws up the separation agreement. So a lot of the work can be
Wow.
done ahead of time as well.
Wow, fantastic. You must be very busy. I can only imagine. Yeah,
Wait.
bit bittersweet. Anything else that you'd like to share to the listeners today? And how can we get a hold of you?
Well, I would say that everybody's situation is different. I hear so many times, well, my neighbor did this and my brother did that, but every situation is unique, so you can't compare that. Maybe they had issues that they had to go to court. If somebody's not disclosing financially, or maybe there's some domestic violence, those are the things that typically end up in court, but only 3% of divorces really should be in court. So I would say, don't start with just hiring the meanest, baddest lawyer that you can get your hands on. Is learn a little bit about the different processes and determine what would work for your situation. I offer 30-minute complimentary consultation to find out about the client's situation and what whether I can help them or not. Sometimes I would only do like a financial planning piece to do some projections to show that they're going to be okay, and then help them look at different options for property settlement as well.
Wonderful. That's fantastic. Well, please share all of your contact information with us. And so we can get to, let's find out a little bit more personal information about Terry. Are you ready for the rapid fire questions, Terry?
Yes. Yes.
Now
I wonder who made up these questions.
Well, these were Robin's, but you know, some of them I'm going to change because some of them, they're fun. I don't know if she shared them with you, but this is just to keep you on your toes. All right. So, okay. Terry, tell us, if you could eat only one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Peanut butter.
Ooh, yummy. All right. Toilet paper, over or under?
Under.
Ah. What is your all-time favorite movie?
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I love that one too. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
What one word do you want people to associate with you?
Personable.
Ooh, good one. And what, tell us on your, when you were growing up, what posters did you have on your wall?
Oh, I had a poster of a baby with a plate of spaghetti on his head and spaghetti dripping down.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Well, thank you so much. It's been wonderful having you today. And please do reach out to Terry if you need to chat or send her your referral. She's amazing at what she does. And thank you so much.
Thanks, Claudie.